So we started to discuss the case of Ze'achar Ze, where the Gemara says we have a machlokes, where everybody agrees the vasachas that everybody is pturim. In the case of hiku shnayim b'ze'achar Ze, or hiku asar b'ze'achar Ze, so we have a machlokes, or banan think that the achron is pater, or Yehuda ben Maseira thinks in this case the achron is chayev, and the Gemara cites several sort of stages in elaborating upon the machlokes. The first one is that Rabbi Yochanan says that they both have drushas that teach them the way they understand it, that teach them this halacha. The Rabbanan darshin yishki yake kol nefesh adam ad ika kol nefesh. Yehuda ben Maseira says kol nefesh kaldu nefesh. So that's even a gozi. So the I forgot to mention, yeah, that the Gemara for Rava, but everybody assumes that this Rava's okimta here is true for everybody, despite what you could have thought otherwise, that we're speaking specifically about a gozes b'dei adam. Basically, the machlokes can fall down to what happens if you kill a gozes b'dei adam. So that's the din of the achron. According to the Rabbanon, you're chayev. Repater, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, you're chayev. So Rava explains, adds that there's a machlokes here about who is he more similar to. Everybody agrees, says Rava, that hori gozes b'dei shemayim is chayev, and everybody agrees that hori trefa is putter. And the question that they're arguing about is, who should we compare gozes b'dei adam to? So that's basically what you have in our Gemara. We started just with the understanding, trying to understand and analyze the shita of the Rabbanan. How do we understand the patur here with Azar Rabbanan? Right, those who think you're chayav think it's Ritzicha. So why are you patur according to the Rabbanan? So there are two ways I think you can understand, two directions you can go in terms of understanding this patur with Azar Rabbanan. One way to go is to understand this is a patur which is rooted in the chisaron, in the chiyus hagabra, hanerag. Right, that this is somebody who is not a nefesh l'inyan Ritzicha. And what we'd be saying then is kol nefesh is describing the gabra. He has to be a kol nefesh. He has to be somebody who is full chiyus. And because b'dei adam has a chisaron b'chiyusa, that's the reason you're a putter. Because it's like killing a behema or killing an ubar, right? It's not something mitzad a gabra. It's mufka from ritzicha. The alternative was that no, it's not that his chiyus isn't something which is subject to ritzicha. He is. The problem is somehow with what you've done to him. The Achron is not viewed as doing to him what would he need to be doing in order to be chayav b'ritzicha. So according to this way of understanding this patur, so then what we're saying with Adika Kol Nefesh is that you need to be make Kol Nefesh. And you haven't been make Kol Nefesh in the case of Vagoz B'dei Adam. So I noted that in terms of the Hemshech of the Gemara, the comparison to Trefa, Rava's explanation of Machogas, and it's Tudeus and Rishonim whether or not this is a separate explanation or it's just a further complementary elaboration upon Rabbi Yochanan, that the comparison to Trefa works well if you hold that it's a Chisaron b'Chiyusa Gabra. It works less well, l'chora, if it's a Chisaron b'Maisa, what you've done to him. Because Trefa, nobody's done anything to him. He's just not he doesn't have to have anybody done to him. You can have someone who knows that Trefa. But l'chora, it's pretty clear that the patur with regard to trefa has to do with the chisaron b'chiyusa. And therefore, if the comparison to trefa is really the basis, whether for Rava as apart from Rabbi Yochanan or even as an explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, so that's really the basis for it, so then it would seem to suggest that the horeg goes with the adam is patur is based on its chisaron b'chiyusa gavra. But on the other hand, the chiluk between goes with the shemayim and goes with the adam is much more problematic if the basis is chiyus question. Meaning it's a chisaron b'gavra, because presumably the chisaron b'gavra, the status of a goses in terms of his chiyus is going to be dependent upon, is going to have to do with his current physiological state and his prognosis. Neither of which, how he got there, has to affect. So if you're saying that goses is something like a quasi-mace, so then you're saying it only affects the goses of the other, and that's a chiddush. And apparently the chiddush is that, in Echinam, we say that the history matters, and we'll get to that hopefully today. But it works very well if you hold the other way, that it's a patur based on Sanak HaKaz Kol Nefesh, particularly given that we had mentioned, I don't remember if you're in the Chabura, but we mentioned that in the Rashba, as an example, that you can have it that the HaKaz Kol Nefesh is only undermined, or it's principally undermined, when you have two Makim Nefesh. So then you can understand that each of them cannot be defined as a Makim Kol Nefesh. But if there's no other makin nefesh, so then you'll be defined as hakas kol nefesh. So then I just noted two contexts in where it's clear Rishonim are taking a view on this issue because they're clear nafkaminas. One is whether or not this patur of the Rabbanan can be something which is relevant, could be the basis for the patur in one of two contexts: either bevas achas, we saw the Rashba and the Rambam hold that Adi Kekol Nefesh, that's why everybody in the Kuasar case is Pater. Or, if it Pater's the Rishon, if it's the reason why in the case of Zeach HaZeh, the Rishon is Pater, which we'll see, but the Rashba and the Riyaz say, so then it's clear in what you're saying is it has nothing to do with the Chisar Mechiyus Agabra, because in all these cases, the guy who was engaged, who was the victim, was completely healthy. It was not a Gozer B'Yad. So clearly then, the Ptur has to do with the Hakkah, that the Hakkah is not a Hakkah's Kol Nefesh. On the other hand, I thought we could prove from Tosfos that Tosfos understood the din that it has to do with the Chisar and Bechiyus Agabra, because Tosfos and Nida on Daf Memhei Amud Beis and Dalam Beis say that they note the Gemara there says that if you kill a Tino even a Ben Yomechid or Chayav Misa, so Tosfos say seems to be from here that you're not Chayav if you kill an Uber. So then they say, well, how is that possible if you hold that we're Mechal Shabbos for an Uber? How do we know the Mechal Shabbos for an Uber? Because the Gemara in Erechin says that if Rachman Atzlan, a pregnant woman passes away on Shabbos, so we do Isra Malacha in order to be motzi the ubar mikresa. So the Tosfos has two deos about whether or not maybe that's dafka once she is mesa, and therefore the nefesh, it's a nefesh b'fnei atzmo only because of that, and therefore in that case you would be mechal Shabbos. And presumably it sounds like from Tosfos you'd either be chayv mesa mamish, or if not only because some other technical problem, but maybe a suffix problem, which is some of what some other gentlemen seem to say. But then they have the other day is, no, it's lav dafka that it's she's mesa. Ubar is a nefesh linyan pikuach nefesh, even though you're not chayv mesa for an ubar. And they say this can be, you can't have such a thing. What's their raya? The precedent they bring is goses b'yadam. So if a horik goses b'yadam were putter because of what the person hasn't been a makke kol nefesh, so then it's absolutely relevant and it offers no precedent whatsoever for there being such a thing as a nefesh l'inyan pikuach nefesh b'shabbos, but not l'inyan ritzicha. Clearly, the chisaron, according to them, the p'tur based on kol nefesh, is a p'tur that he isn't defined as a kol nefesh. He is somehow chisaron b'chiyus agavra. That's the basis of the p'tur. Therefore, the fact that according to the Tosfos, and they don't have a gemara about this, we're going to discuss this today, hopefully, that you're mechal shabbos for a goses, even goes to the Adam, that proves that you can have somebody who falls under the parameters of Pikuach Nefesh, who isn't a Nefesh L'inyan Harot L'inyan Ritzicha. Okay? Okay, that's pretty much what I think we discussed last time. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, what I want to do now is take each approach separately, each understanding of the tour of Hakaz goes to the Adam independently, and try to understand it a little better. So, with regard to the tour as a chisaron b'gavra hanerag, chisaron b'chiyus agavra. So in order to better understand this approach, I want to look at the status of goses in other areas of halacha. Do we find in other areas of halacha that a goses, that the chiyus of a goses, is deemed to be deficient, that he's a quasi-mace in some sense? If we do, we want to then see, is there any distinction between a goses b'dei shemayim and a goses b'dei adam? Because if there isn't, so then it seems to be clear that it isn't directly related to the chisaron the chiyuso that exempts piritzicha, since that is something which is apparently only true of a goses b'dei adam. And in addition, this is just something else we want to be on the lookout for. The Gemara in Gittin, which I think I sent to the Makoros, is that correct? Gemara is several places. Gittin, Kedushin, Ayin Beis, not Ayin Ches, Kedushin Ayin Beis, says that we have a general assumption that rov goses in lemisa, which means that, again, goses is somebody whose death is, based on what we can tell, is imminent. Any moment. So, Rubam die. The Rubam are not Omei Mitoch Zisasam, but there is a Miut, which are Chayim. So, we could also ask, the status, this compromised status, according to this day, this approach in terms of understanding this tour, is this true specifically of the Rove that are going to end up being Mace, or is it true for all of them? In other words, the Miut that are recovering that recover and end up being healthy, are they now, before they do that, are they also compromised in terms of the chiyusam? Or, no, they're not. They're actually fully chai. In the context of Ritzicha, what we would be saying then is that the p'tur, in part, is misafik. In other words, you could have killed somebody who really was a chai here, because not every goes of the adam is kemes, or not every goes of the adam's chiyus is compromised. It's only those that end up dying mitof kisususam. But then why are you putter? Because we don't, there's a chisar nidia here. We don't know that he was mimir chayim.
Or followed rov by emisim.
Yes, although we'll get to that. But here you're talking about the opposite, right? Here, miut is chayim.
Right. We say you're putter?
No, here we say you're pater.
So you found the rule.
Right. I'm saying, is that why, in fact, your putter here is because Rubam Lemisa? But in fact, if we knew that this person was meaning your putter on account of the fact that we don't know that it was Mimir Chaim. Or no, it doesn't matter. The Mimir Chaim is also, this compromise status also applies to the Mimir Chaim. Just a question we'll look out for. All right, so what do we find? So right off the bat, we find in the first Braisa in Smachos, the Braisa there addresses the question of Goses directly, both with in the context of a wide range of areas of halacha, and as it stipulates a general klal. So I don't have it, but go ahead.
Hagoses harehu kechai lechol davar leolam, and it brings up yibam and trum and yibam uport min hayavam u amaychol shvetruma upos lechuma vinochol u amaychol parish min aver ke so
parish min chai right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So pretty much we have the answer to our question, right? Because it doesn't seem to be any clearer. The guards are wide range of halacha. The Gemara says, the Brisa says, Goses is kechai lechol davar. Now, if we take that to be the final word, so then on this view of the Ptur Tzicha, right, the idea that it's Ichisar and Bechius, this is something that's clearly an aberration, which we would have to then elaborate on. But if that's the case, then this is something very unique to Ritzicha, that we even see that he has compromised Chiyus, that's something that we would not have otherwise ever have seen. It's not a problem, because we haven't have a Pasuk here, but it would need to be understood, and we will pursue that when we get there. But it isn't clear that we have to, because it's not clear that the story really ends there. So there happens to be a huge machlokas Rishonim regarding the scope of this brisa, and the specific issue that they're discussing is.
I saw the erchin of Eros.
Not the erchin, okay. Not the erchin. the Gemara Kedushin, the Tosfos and Kedushin.
Sure.
Sure. The Gemara and Kedushin talks about a case of Adam Magna Shalayolam. And Bein Ayeter, it says that even Lazar Rabbi Meir, you have to be concerned that one of the reasons the Torah has a halach of Yak here is, again, the details are not our issue, but if you can just be Makne, even Shalob Aliolam, why do you need Yak here? Right, the Gemara says the only reason you need Yak here is because Nechasim Shenafu Liachar Nikan.
Where is this one?
This is the Gemara in Kiddushin. According to Meir, other Makne, this is, again, the context is not important for us. Other Makne, Shalob Aliolam. So it would seem you didn't need to have this halacha. So why don't you just say I can be makne now, whatever comes to me later? So Gemara says because you'd be choshish that the nechasim will be nofel lo kishu gosis, meaning that even Rabbi Meir agrees that if he were to be a gosis at such a point at the shasa halos, in other words, so then you won't be chal. But if you would be a gosis, it's a problem. So this is the context of this Machlokas Rishonim. So many Rishonim, one day in Tosfos, I think pretty much almost all the Chachmei Svarad, assume that if Daitom Yosheves Alev, if his mind is clear and he has the ability to demonstrate that if necessary, then Gito get Umatanto Matana. Right? Then he can be Kone, then he can be Magnet and Kone. After all, the price in Tzimachos says, Goses harei kechai lechol davar.
They quote that?
Yes. You think I made it up? right, so they say that he is a barakna. So what does the Gemara in Kiddushin mean? It means that there's a chashash that he won't be daitom yosheves alav. If he's not a bar das at that point, so then you won't be able to. But if he's a goses who's a bar das, just the fact that he's a goses alone is not going to be a problem. Right, no, it's a chashash in Lishna Ba'alma. It doesn't really mean goses. It means a goses she'enu yachol lehaknos because ain't datam yusheves love, ain't datam nechonar tzlova. That's what it means. But others, the other day in Tosus there, in for many Rishonim it's associated with Rabbi Yoel Mebuna, they say no. They say that even if datam yusheves love, but a goses is not a barakna, he cannot be kone umakne. Or no sin get, for that matter. Why not, they say? It's not a das issue. If it were a das issue, then presumably it should be able to be solved like das issues are solved, namely through bedika. Hirkin Rosho. But according to them, even if he's able to talk, you're not able to. Why? Because he's kemes. Kemes uchashuv. The Mishnah, the Bryson Smacho says, all right, chai l'chol davar. So that's where they quote it. So I'll just read to you because he asked, you know, they actually quote that. He says, Mendatkim, the gosis, sharama, zlichtov, get, yishto, in kosin, the gosis, ain masav klum. Okay? The kasha, the masachas machos, Armenian, the gosis, are chai l'chol davar. They actually quote two things that are not in the one that we have, which is nidro, nedir, hekdesh, hekdesh, which is already more relevant for what. For what they say. So what's their response? Miu hahi yesh litchos tahasam hainu dafka b'neder v'heder v'hekesh v'miros l'gavoa v'kmisos v'ledjot avabam alo. So what did they say? That when it comes to goseis, so goseis is a chai, the chodavar, what that means is for everything having to do with dvarim haba'im and mela. Things that don't have require an expression of agency. They don't require an act of bailus, but just have to do with a person, is it a person who's alive or not? Halachos that have to do with that, so as far as those are concerned, yes, he's a chai l'chol davar. But when it comes to an agency, being an oseh, he's kemes. Can somebody get the Rashba on Gittin, on the Vayin Almud base? Is that possible? Yeah. So just look for Yoel, Rabbeinu Yoel. This is how they say it. That as far as issues, it's true that he's chai l'chol davar, that's as far as dvarim haba'im memela, but as far as dvarim hatzrichim das, maisa, right, as far as expression, expressing oneself as an agent of, in halacha.
The Rosh says that too. The
Rosh is kasav,
yeah. Right.
The kemesu chasha ba'afa bishadaitom yusheva salav udvarim chuvanim b'fib inu yachol agarish.
Right. That's a grand Yushin. Right? So and he mentions Bryson's Malchus, right? No? And he says explicitly Dvarim but right, you have the Rashi here?
The Rashi says
right. Okay. Very good. Right. So the Rashi says the same thing. They're quoting Rabbeinu Yoel Mibuna. Okay. So you see that when we say l'chai l'chol davar, it's not so pashut. In fact, according to the whole group of Rishonim, this is seriously circumscribed, and he is kemeis l'inyanim misyanim. However, it isn't clear how or whether this is at all related or relevant to the issue of the chisar and chiyuso that is, according to this approach, to the tour l'das rabbanan, is what exempts him from ritzicha. Why?
I'm not answering your question.
What?
I'm not answering your question.
Oh. Because ritzicha is a davar haba mimela l'chora. Right? You're not acting, you're not expressing your agency, doing acts halachically, he just needs to be there. So if he's there, if he's a gavra at all, so then l'chora he should be subject to chiyuv ritzicha, according to these Rishonim who are saying this, it doesn't at all, you know, they can see he's together chai l'chol davar for all issues that are bad mimela. It would seem that as far as qualifying as an adam l'inyan shahargo mechayiv, chayiv seems to be more of a davar about mimela, and therefore, l'chora we would say it's irrelevant. Now, as far,
I'm trying to figure out this answer that we're giving. How do they.
Answer? You mean did they give?
Yeah. The answer to davar shah mimela.
Yeah,
are they reading that into Mishnah Zmalchus? Like all those cases would work.
No, they're all davar memelos. Nochel manchil. You don't have to do much to be a nochel or a manchil.
Yeah.
Basar porish. Right. Zokik li. The one which is an exception, which you see in Tosas, they had it was no der makish. That if you have it, the Tosas say you can explain as being somehow. Which requires understanding that because it's Amir Lekavok and Mesir Lehedja, that somehow would make a difference.
Right, the Rosh says that too.
Right, but a lot of others were not Goreis that, and you see him bidding Yoel, it doesn't seem like he was Goreis it either, so he doesn't believe that that's in there either. So, yeah, all those things are specifically things that are passive, they don't require agency. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So then they're saying it's not a coincidence. It doesn't say kone makne, no chil, no saying get you know, whatever, or Mekadesh.
What is
because, it's in fact not true, because he's Kemes, well, in none, as far as those in
none. What is his Zogik Lieb, and what is it referring to?
That means that if he is a brother, if he has a brother who passes away, and if the ghost is his brother, no, there's a ghost has a brother who passes away, so then that woman needs chalitza.
Although he needs chalitza, he can't actually do yibum.
Well, according to them, Yeshla didn't. It's an actually interesting question whether or not a ghost is could do yibum. Is that a davar bab mele or not? I'm not sure about that. Actually,
but it's unclear from the mission itself whether zoki yibum means well, just chalitza, or whether it means he could actually perform.
Well, chalitza does yibum does not require.
A
katan zibum and zemachlokas. I actually wrote a paper on that, an article on that in the Kol Tzvi. You don't need das kinyan, kavanas kinyan for yibum, but you might need some kavana. Yesh ladin whether or not it goes. But l'chor, if we're talking about it goes as a bardas, it shouldn't be an issue. So actually, I think it's a good point. And you know, I think it for sure will work according to all the rest of the Shonim. I think according to these Shonim, let's say Rin Yoel, I think it depends on the nature of Yibum, whether or not it's B as a Maisa Kinyan or not. Or you say he's Mishamayim Hikmilo. Isha, both the Nefilo Yibum perhaps and also the actual Yibum itself, the fact that she becomes his wife after that is not Aide Maisa Kinyan at all, it's just the Mitzvah Sabiya. That's a longer issue. That's what they're saying about that prices. So, however, as I mentioned, it would seem not to be so relevant for Ritzicha. But as far as that itself is concerned, meaning the objection that it can't be relevant because Ritzicha, after all, is the Rabbah Mela, I think we would have considered the possibility is that Gzeres HaKasav of Kol Nefesh is Mechadish, and it is relevant. Gzeres HaKasav is Mechadish, that Ritzicha requires a Gavra that is Chai L'Mahadrin. I mean, what we see from the Pasuk is that Ritzicha requires a full, complete Chiyus. That the chiyus of a ghost is compromised, that you see in the fact that they also cannot do things which require a maisa. There's a chisaron regarding being osa maisa, something which is the same chisaron which appears in Ritzicha. It's a davar b'mela, therefore we needed a pasuk, but the pasuk tells you, no, for this we need the full chiyus agabra. That's what you could have said. However, what's the problem with this? We run into an obstacle on this.
To the level that we could do a maisa, or even more than that?
What do you mean?
From the pasuk, what would we think that the level of chiyus needed for the ghost?
Kol nefesh. It needs to be
enough,
complete, full.
Like the Gemara we were just talking about, where you need like to be able to be makna something, or even more.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because even there, he's still a ghost. Yeah. So would you need...
Who? Where?
Even in that Gemara.
Which Gemara?
Which we were just talking about, in Kiddushin.
Yeah, enough of those ghosts, yeah.
Even in that case, you're still a goses.
Right? There's a chashash, you might be a goses.
Right.
And therefore would not be a bar hakna.
Right. And so I'm saying, from the pasuk of kol nefesh, would I think that even that is not enough to be...
I'm not sure what I would have said if I didn't have the Rabbanon, but I'm saying you could understand the Rabbanon. In the end, I think I'm about to reject it, but I'm just saying one could have maybe claimed that, well, what you see in the Rabbanan is that he's not a kol nefesh. That lack of kol nefesh, Shabbat, I mean, where do we see that he's a lack of kol nefesh? Is it something we ever see anywhere? You could have said, yes, that's what you see in these Rishonim. We're saying, when you say, kechai l'chol davar, no, not true when it comes to dvarim that require maisa. He's not really somebody who's able to do maisa because he's, their lashon, he's kemes. He's partially kemes. So it's something which doesn't impact, which doesn't preclude, meaning his whatever chiyus he has is sufficient that for Dvar Mabam Mela, he's kechai. But when it comes to things which require Maisa, he's not kechai. That's exactly, you could have thought, maybe that's exactly what we see, I'm sorry, that's exactly the what's being reflected in the Miut from Kol Nefesh. However, I think that it's probably not the case. Because, and here is the second point I mentioned, when I mentioned we want to see what we find in other contexts, because it seems that this is true not specifically of Ghosts Bidei Adam.
What's not true?
These Rishonim are not mechalik here between Ghosts Bidei Adam and Ghosts Bidei Shemayim. They think that even a Ghosts Bidei Shemayim is not able to be Kone Makne. L'chora. As far as I know, I haven't seen anybody make this chiluk. So what you see then is that apparently we're not to make this connection. In other words, it isn't this chisaron b'chius, that according to the Rishon that hold this, result in his being a non-bar hakna, which is responsible for his being not a kol nefesh. Because if that were true, it would have to apply as well to a gozer b'dei shamayim. Okay? Okay. So that's just one area. But however, we find several other contexts where the status of goses, the chiyus of goses, is at least potentially at issue. First is the sugya nazir on daf mem gimel. Right? The sugya there is discussing, do you see it, Gershon David? The iser tuma l'kohanim. The iser l'kohanim and to also to a nazir, litame l'meis. Right? Lo yitame ba'al be'amav le'chalo, or akol nafshos ha'meis lo yavo. So the Gemara presents the following discussion. The Gemara there says that the din, that the iser of Tumas Meis, the Kohanim, that the Kohan cannot be mitamim, so that applies specifically when the person's dead, not until then. Where do we know this from? So here we have a Mechlokas Rabbanan and Rebbe. Rebbe, Rabbanan say that this is something that we can be medayik from the Pasuk, lo yitama, with regard to Kohen, lo yitama Baal be'amav lehechalo. So, 1 second. Lehechalo. Atcha sheyamos. That's the Rabbanim, rather. Not Rebbe. Rabbanim. Rebbe Yomer b'mosam. Right? The Pasuk says, La'viv lo'avo. This is with respect to Nazir. La'viv lo'imo la'achiv lo'achosot lo yitama lehem b'mosam. Kinez elo kabal rosho. And we derive one from the other, meaning either we learn from Kohen and derive it to Nazir, or we learn from Nazir and extend it to Kohen. But either way, this is where we see Stavka b'mosa. So Gemara asks, "My b'nai is there a difference where you learn this fact from?" Gemara presents 2 days here. Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, mashmas darshan ika b'nai. There is no difference. Just a question of where do you see this makor from? Where do you see this din coming from?" But Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish amar, "Go say ika b'nai." No, there's a very big difference. What's the difference? Lamanda amar melehechalo afilu go says. Meaning, l'chorah, the iser, the problem of tuma, the gabe kohanim, is true not just of a mace, of a gosis too. Whereas if you hold b'mosam, rather it's achiyamus in gosis lo. By the way, let me just clarify because I don't think I did. Lehechalo, Gemara's understanding, lehechalo means milashon chalal, milashon somebody who's slain. So chalal implies dead. So then the Gemara says chalal is even ghost. We'll get to how that could be in a second, or why is that? So the Gemara actually thought initially not only is there an iser according to Rabbi Shlakish, but actually according this is not Rabbi Shlakish, this is Rebbe Ladas Shlakish. Not only is there an iser Ladas Rebbe, no, I'm sorry, Ladas Rabbanan the Rebbe, right? That it's they learn out mele chalal. That it's also actually he's also metame. He's metame mace already from Chas Ksisa. Therefore, the Gemara thought there's a contradiction here. That's a problem. Meisive Adam eino metame ella achitetsi nafsho. Afilu mekuyad v'afilu goses. So if you tell me Reish Lakish that according to the Rabbanan, goses is bechal mace le'inyan tumas mace le'inyan kohanim l'man damar melehechalo hakatani de'eino metame. Gemara responds, okay, not quite as extreme as that. L'inyan tmuye adenafka nafsho inechinami. As far as the tuma is concerned, so the kohen is not actually contract. Tumah is not actually mekabel tumah from the mace from the person until he's actually mace. Achateze nafsho. But leinyan aschule ha'ischil. But the iser lehechalo or lo yitame ba'am be'amav lehechalo, the iser to be miskarev, that actually applies even mishas ksisa. Okay, so does this shita now? This is Rabbanan ledas or shlakish. Does this shita imply that goses is a quasi-mace in the sense of having compromised chiyus? Clearly, I think that when the Gemara understood that he was actually mitame, I think it's obviously you have to answer yes, because chorot, mace is mitame, so apparently he has the status of quasi-mace. That was the havmiyah. What about the maskana? That it's not tuma, but it is the iser liskarev. So I think that depends on how you understand the iser, this iser of liskarev. El Agoses Midin, the Isser of Loitam Abama Mav Lehechalo.
Wait, 1 second, before you go there.
Yeah?
We're not distinguishing here between Gosis Pedition and.
I'll get to that.
But, let's say we
were. But we have not yet distinguished.
Right,
yeah.
So if we weren't, then this would be a problem for the one who says that the Chiv is because of
a lack of chiyus, right?
The p'tur. Well, it's not a problem. It would mean that it's not relevant. But we'll get to that. Yeah. If it were true, if that's true, then it would seem to be something which isn't, at least it's not sufficient to as a parallel, because it doesn't have the same scope. And we'll get to that. Yeah. But first, we're just finding out, is this even in the ballpark? So there are two ways I think you can understand this Isser li skari velagosis. You could understand it as an extension of the Isser li tame lemes. What we're saying is, he's not mace enough to be mitame, but he's mace enough already to be usser liskari elav. So it's an extension, right? It's not the mace akadekach that it's actually you are mekabel tuma, but he is mace enough that you're already, it's usser for you to get near. Now, if that's true, I think two important points emerge. First, that has important implications for the geder ha-isser of tuma lekohanim, of isser lekohen litama. Right, you have a question, a general question, whether or not the Isser li tame is totzah oriented. It's focused. The towing cannot be mitame. And the Isser is don't be mekabel tuma. Is that the Isser, or is the Isser not to be miskariv in an open that generally produces tuma? But the Isser is, you might say, the negiyah, the maisa ha hiskarvus el hames. So it's a question that comes up in different contexts. For instance, tuma v'tuma, like if you're already mitame, so is there an Isser to be to then be mitame, right? Can you, if somebody's a tummy mace already, is there any problems? Is he still usher to be nichnas le'ohal mace, let's say? So that's potentially machogs the Gemara and Rishon. That's just one area where that comes up, but this would be a pretty good riot then, if this is how we understand the din, that apparently it's lav dafka tumma focus, because what we're saying is a goseis is not even mitame. You're not mekabel tumma from the goseis, and nonetheless, the iser liskari v'lov, the iser li tame le mace, or the iser lo yavo, still applies to such a person. So that's one implication. And that's not really our issue. But what the second implication would be for our purposes, very significant, namely that apparently Goseis is partially considered to be Kemes in some sense. His chiyus is seriously compromised to the extent that Legabe Tumas Kohanim is considered to be already a Chalal. Not to the extent that he actually is Metami Mes, but to the extent that the Kohen is Usher. This karavila. This chiyus is compromised to the extent that the iser lo yitame already applies. Alternatively, however, the other way to understand this iser is not an extension of the iser lo yitame mace, but sort of a preventative measure. Sort of a gzeira shema minatora. It's a geder minatora. You have such things potentially in other contexts, but that's how you can understand lehechalo. The problem is not that he's already somebody who is bechlal the iser of for a kohen to be the sky of elamis or lovo elamis, but rather he's somebody whose death is imminent. So, given that that's the case, the kohen, the Torah says, not just lo yitama, but also lehechalo. You have to be careful not to expose yourself to the possibility that you might actually become tame. This is, I think, pretty much clear. This is how the Meiri understood it when he formulates this Isser with us. By the way, just as a derechagav, it's machlokes to show them how we actually paskin, and it really depends on the girsa, because we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for very few cases, Rabbi Yochanan Legabe Reish Lakish. So based on our girsa, Tosa says, you see that we actually, there's no problem with Goseis, because this is Reish Lakish. But the Behag apparently was Goreis Abaye V'Rava, and Rava instead of Reish Lakish. According to that, well, Rav is saying this is a machlokas Rabbanan Rebbe, and halacha is ki Rebbe mechaveiro, but not mechaveiro. So therefore, we actually do paskin. It's two days in Shulchan Aruch about whether or not the kohen is usher liskari vel gosis. What time is it? Because I really want to get to the question you raised. We have time.
She was not here.
Yeah.
Miri, b'achos gedolos kasvu shakoin asur la'amod b'bayis sheyesh bo gosis. V'nira kemi masha amrukan linyan tmuye ad nafka neshmasei linyan ischuli ha'eskel. Perusho, kishen nichnas be'odo gosis hitir atzma l'chilu. V'hichnis atzma l'safek tumo. Mitochach asur lo, asur elosh lo nitma. So it's pretty clear. The Miri, what's the problem? What's the isur here? Is l'hatir atzmacha l'chilu. It's not that you're actually mischalal now, that you're exposed to a chalal now. It's that you're machnis atzmacha l'safek. I think this actually could very well be a machlokas in the Mefarish and the Rush on the Gemara. How is it that we're getting lehechalo to mean goseis according to Rashi, according to them? So the Mefarish says, this is where Rashi and Nazir, this is Mefarish, says that what does it mean lehechala? Why is that according to Reish Lakish or Rava? Why is that? How does that imply goses? So he says, "Deleman de mashman lehechala afilu begoses kai lehechala the kevan shu goses so folios chalal the kamilan rov goses lemisa so folios chalal." So that's the connection to chalal. From the Rush, I think you hear a little bit of a different music. He says, "Manda amar melechala afilu goses the shapir mikre chalal." Kevan the Rav Goses in the Misa. Shapir Mikre Chalal. Not that he's Sofo, there's a Chashash. I don't know if I'm being over-mendaic. I'm just saying that I think the way that he's, the Perish, it sounds like he's saying, the Goses himself is Mikre Chalal. At least linear in this. Okay, so it's possible then, according to the Rush, that we really do have something which is very relevant for us. In other words, maybe what we'll say is, oh, you see, Goses already has a status of Chalal. Nafkamina l'inyan Isser Tuma. Isser l'itamelo. He's not actually Nitma, but there is an Isser of Anafsha Sameis, lo yavo. So, or lo yitame babam avdei Chalal. So therefore, if somebody were to be Maka Chalal, would he be Chayav Ritzicha? No. That's exactly what you have. That's exactly the idea. Right? The Ptur Begos of Adei Adam is because he's a quasi Chalal. Elamai, what's the problem with this? Again, what you mentioned. Gosei B'dei Shemayim versus Gosei B'dei Adam. Ptur Tzicha is only true of Gosei B'dei Adam. What about Tumah L'Kohanim? So, here we don't find anybody, L'Chora, who's Mechalek, this way, in this direction. And in fact, the Rush is Mechalek, L'Chora, in the opposite direction. The Rush, Andach Dalad in Nazir. The normal way to understand this is that this Rush goes exactly in the opposite direction here. Meaning he's mechalik with regard to the Yisr Tuma. The Ghost of the Shemayim is somebody who the Kohen is Muzar love, whereas the Ghost of the Adam he's not. Right? The context there is discussing about whether or not Nazir Shimshon is Muzar ala Tuma. Is he Mudar Tami Lemesim or not? Nazir Shimshon. So Gemara quotes a psukim from Shoktim that speak of him sort of walking among the dead. Vayafim Shloshimish, Vikach Eschalit Sosam, Vayitin Achalifos, and Magidi Achida. Right, so he's taking the spoils of war. He's taking off their armor. So apparently he was walking among them. So the Gemara says, no, maybe he shot an arrow. Okay, so he's not. You don't prove it there. But then there's another day in the Gemara. It says Dilma ghosts in Shavina. That they were ghosts. Oh, so here the Tosos say lav dafka ghosts. The pasuk doesn't say anything about them being dead. He doesn't say they were mason. He just says Yachman and Shoshamish v'ikach haskalis osam. So it doesn't mean Dafka Gosim Ella, right? Why not? La Dafka Gosim Ki Nazir also legal Gosis, meaning that according to that sheet, according to the Baha. Ella Komar Karov Gosim. It's not Gosim Mamish. Now here the Rush says as follows. This is the Perish Oral Rush. Okay, he says, I'll read it to you. 1 second. The Dima Gosim Shavinu. The Afilu Laman Damar Beper Gimel meaning Amen Gimel. The Nazir Asa Liga Begosis, Hachalav Gosisim Mamish, Ella Smuchim Gosisim. Venerally the Chalik, Ben Gosis Bidei Shemayim, the Gosis Bidei Adam. Now, the simple way to read this is the way that the Magia says it there. This is the Hagos, Al Pirish Rosh, Zagah, Haisak Suba Minatzab, Sefer Shemenu Hutak Zeh. That, what is the Rosh saying here that the Chizachilik? This is an answer to the question. He's giving you an alternative answer. Nira, the Daitol Chalik, the Gosis Bidei, meaning that when, why, how is it this, how is this Sugya consistent with the Sugya Men Gimel? Because the Sugim Mem Gimel is discussing Gosis B'dei Shemayim. Here, clearly, we're discussing Gosis B'dei Adam, right? V'yach. We're talking about people that he was smiting down, he was killing. So, what he's saying is, Dir Tidl Chalik, the Gosis B'dei Adam, Chashuv Kechai Tfei, Mi Gosis B'dei Shemayim. So, he doesn't like that. Why? Zara Chiyun, the Beperkan Esraven, Davayin Chesar, Minan Dil Rabbanan, Hilchasak Vasayu, Gosis B'dei Adam, Chashuv Gava Ketila, Masha Enkin, Be Gosis B'dei Shemayim. It's the opposite. So, first of all, that question itself clearly assumed what? Meaning how he's saying that you can't be mechalik this way because it contradicts the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Well, that assumes something about the Gemara and Sanhedrin, namely the basis of the Ptur is
the Gavra.
Yeah, it's a chesar mechiyos a Gavra. So then you actually have it the opposite. But if you say that the basis of the Ptur is chesar b'maisa, it's just not a kaz. It's not a kaz kol nefesh. There's no raya against the rush from there. It's not a kasha. We're mechalik in there for totally different reason because the mice is mechalik. It has nothing to do with the status. So clearly he assumed that wasn't the case, that he understood the din this way. But even if it's not a kasha, it would seem at least that, according to this, it clearly is irrelevant to the sugya in Hanas Shafer. Clearly, according to the Rush, it can't be reflecting the same point that you find reflected in the Gemara in Ayin Ches. If it were true, if that Gemara and Ayin Ches were related, then the Ptur would have been true about Gosef Deshamayim as well. By the way, I should just point out, I think I forgot, the Tosas Chachmei Anglia say that before Rava came along, I would have thought that Gosef Deshamayim Ptur also Das Rabbanan. Rava is telling you that no, everybody agrees about Gosef Deshamayim. So it's a Chiddush. I would have thought otherwise. Okay. However, I think this could be crazy. Maybe it's completely wrong. But I think that perhaps one can claim that the Rush does not mean to be offering an alternative suggestion. He's just making ha'ara. He doesn't say inami. He doesn't even quote two, you know, this is what some people say in Venerli. He just says the same thing that Tosafot says, and then he says Venerli. I think one can make the argument that he's just telling you a separate ha'ara. This is the answer to the question. I mean, Pasuk doesn't say anything about them being mace at all. So it doesn't have to be Goses. The point is that they regard with Gusisa. It's Lavdapka Goses. And by the way, Venir Ali, it's the first time in Nazir I'm even commenting on this, there's a chiluk between Goses Deshamayim and Goses Deyadim. Now, why would I say that? I think you can really make a very strong argument for precisely this chiluk based on the Makor. In other words, I think the Makor gives you a very good reason, the Makor for this Isser, according to the day that holds it, gives you very good reason to at least consider the possibility that the Isser is specifically true about a Gosef Deyadim as opposed to a Gosef Deshamayim. Because what was the makor for the Isser? Lehi chalo, milashon chalo. What does chalo mean? Always, without exception?
Murdered.
Slain. Right? Cherev chalo.
Right?
Ki matze chalo, no da mi hikav. Right? And that's always contrasted with merely mace. In fact, we have machlokas tanaim in the Sifrei. Things from Machlokas Rishma or Akiva, whether or not chalal is bechlal mace or not. In other words, mace refers exclusively to those who are mace bidei shemayim, and chalal is exclusively bidei adam. Or no, we say that mace is actually without reference to how he died. Chalal refers to chalal is bechlal mace. Therefore, ma'ayin sham with the discussion there and chukas. But everybody agrees that chalal refers to somebody who's killed. How does Unkus translate it always? He translates mace as misa, and chalal always is ketila, somebody who's been killed. Right? And in fact, Chazal, I should even point out, Chazal in Sota, right, when they're discussing the din of Egla Rufa, they darshan, for instance, that with regard to Egla Rufa, it's ki matze chalal, so they say chalal means dafka, mace machmas maka, lahotzi, somebody who you find hanging on a tree, lahotzi, somebody you find floating in the water, Miri, because those people, it's possible it was Melech, not Bidei Adam. Right? I don't know. You can take a look there. So that's what Chalal means. It means slain. Now, if that's true, then Lechora, if the Yisr is Lehei Chalal, mean Lashon Chalal, it's first of all, it's very problematic to then say specifically it does not apply to a Gosef Deyadim. The only case, it doesn't apply to a Chalal. Chalal B'chol Durakula, you're saying that Lehei Chalal is mean Lashon Chalal, it does not apply to a Gosef Deyadim? That's, I think, a serious problem, if that's what the Rush meant. Moreover, I think if you were to take Chalal seriously, which this Shita clearly did, if they understood it as being a reference to Acha Meis, Acha Chalal, Eimus Chalal, that's where we learn this din from, so then I think you want to say, you'd probably be likely to say, maybe it depends on whether Chalal is just an example of Meis, maybe it could relate, but maybe not, maybe you'll say it's specifically limited to Chalal. It goes to the other Makas Cheret. So maybe that's what the Rush has in mind. I think this could be what the Rush means. He's not offering a separate answer. He's just saying, Venir Ali L'Chalik. I mean, the Gemara there is talking about Vayach. Right, Vayach. So these are clearly Makas Chalal. These are Chalal. So it could just be that he's, I don't want to say, I'm definitely not taking a Shvu of the rest of this. I don't even think I'm taking a Shvu of any sort on this. But maybe the Rush is just saying, look, the Pasuk is talking about Vayach mehem shloshim ish veikach eschalik sasam. It must be, according to that Shita, that we're dealing with not lavdaka gosesim. Because if they were gosesim, they would be gosesim bidei adam, right? These are people that are being makit, that are muka. So these are halalim, in other words. Le'inyan tumas nazir. Lehei halal. Venir ali, this is the way I'm reading the Rush. V'nir Ali, I should just tell you that there, we should be mechalik here between Maga Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim. That I wouldn't need to say if we were talking about Bidei Shemayim, I wouldn't need to tell you that it's Lav Dafka Gosim Shavinu. But because it's Shavinu, so therefore this is specifically Karav L'Gesisa, Lav Dafka Gesisa Mash. So I think it's possible that you can argue that for the Rush. If that's true, then this din is specifically, again, and it's something which I think makes sense given the makor, it's specifically with regard to chalo, not with regard to mace. It specifically goes to the day Adam,
right.
who the nazir is usher li tamo, who the kohen is usher li tamo lo.
Right.
So there already you have a paradigm, perhaps, of a quasi mace, a compromised chius of a goses, bidei Adam specifically, perhaps have a reflection of what you might understand being as the basis for this din. So we'll stop now and pick up other contexts where there's less speculation, more explicit in the next world. Okay?